podcast has been recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. This podcast is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too.
Bullfire!
Yeah. Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut the Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka the controversial Canadian Negro, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien, Big Daddy Labrador. That boy good indeed. Today's date is August 12, 2026. And boys and girls, and everyone in between, we are at episode 360.
Yay!
360, that's knowledge itself. Read a book. Do the knowledge. I'm fucking up lingos here. But yeah, 360. And in today's episode, I'll be discussing something I didn't think I was going to talk about. I'll tell you what, I'm tempted to call this episode FYAYCJ. Stick around to understand, to stick around for the final say to understand, learn what that stands for. But before we do that, let's share some quotables and some randomness. Yeah. All right. Okay, quotables. First quotable is, we're going to do something a little different. And we're going to jump into the Bible. And it goes, 1 Corinthians 14:35, King James Version. It goes, "And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home. For it's a shame for women to speak in the church." That's fucked up. Anyways, yeah, not my words, in the Bible. There's context to what I'm about to say, right? And and I promise, for some of you listeners, I am not a Manosphere podcast. To the point that I'm starting to regret making this a quotable, but I had no other quotables. All right, let's jump to randomness.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Yeah. First one is, I just put the title, Simple. I'm making this episode simple to edit because I want to kind of rush it. No, you don't rush quality. I want to make this a simple episode to edit because one is it's a Wednesday, it's the middle of the week. And two, I kind of want to listen to catch up on, Black Guy Who, I wonder if they have, oh man, I don't know when the schedule is. Black Guy Who Tips live recording of today's episode, of their episode, because they're going to do a recap of House of the Dragons, Dem Dragons, and last Sunday was the season finale, so yeah. Also, I have to write down simple to edit, so that way I don't have so much anxiety about the fact that I only had one quotable, or that I don't have a shitload of randomness to bring up. It's okay, B Black. It's okay.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, this next one could have been a quotable, but I have some thoughts I want to share about it. And it goes, you've probably seen this one. You've probably seen this text. And it goes, do you ever sit back and realize you're nobody's favorite person? You're just kind of there, and then you get the sudden urge to distance yourself from everyone and chill alone. And I think I was ignoring this post, and the one time I actually paid attention, I found myself putting thoughts into it and realized that, do you ever sit back and realize that you're not anybody's favorite person? Like, I'm sure you tell yourself, oh, my parents' favorite person or whatever. But the reality is, I'm of the opinion that, you know, board alone, die alone. And the reason why this one struck my mind, and it's going to relate to today's final say, is it reminded me when I grew up Christian, when I used to be a Christian, and I never admitted this to myself, But I would use the concept of Jesus, the concept of God, to compensate for the fact I didn't feel like anybody's favorite, including myself. Part of me, I was lacking. I'm admitting I was lacking. Part of me wanting to be in a relationship is just to feel like somebody's favorite while not being my own favorite. There's a video I was considering sharing, but I might as well bring it up. There's a video I saw on TikTok, and this lady, and basically she's talking about, I'm going to summarize, but she was expressing how it bothers her that she's not chosen. She wasn't chosen by anyone. I'm probably not doing it justice, but she did bring up how all her friends are getting married and she's not. And I wanted to comment in there and be like, well, you know, you should choose yourself. But I don't, based on what she was expressing, I don't think she was in the mindset of wanting to. I think she just wanted to be heard. She wasn't looking for feedback. But I could relate to that idea of not being chosen by someone else. But that came from not choosing my own self. It's the idea of you ain't shit unless someone claims you. Someone different from yourself claims you. That's why some folks struggle at being single. Because in their mind, they are nobody without the approval of someone else. Without being selected by someone else. So getting back to the thought of, I'm not hurt at the idea of not being, okay, I used to, but I'm not as much hurt as not being someone's favorite. Well, let me put it this way. Until I become my own favorite, then it doesn't make sense to have someone my own favorite, then it doesn't make sense to seek out someone else to do that for me. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? It does to me, but, you know, you're the listener.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, for this one, there's a post that's being shared around. Okay, I regret the fact that I'm about to comment on something that was posted by Donald Trump on his True Social. Because at this point, it's like this fucking idiot. But it is what it is, right? That's what these Americans get for making him the president of the United States. That he can't be ignored. Did y'all hear this guy hid in a what's the word? You can't even walk on your own block. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off topic. All right, so this is the one. This post is. It starts with Donald Trump saying, two very different Americas. And then Donald Trump in a bow tie with his mistress, Melania Trump. Because fuck that. I mean, they're probably married, but it's a front. It's a front. I was so sure he was going to divorce her or she was going to divorce him. I don't know. No way. She can't divorce him because she'd lose. I'm sure he's got her on lock, but that's not the point. But so it's Donald Trump. And on the side, it's Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed. You know, Dr. El Sayed, and posing next to his beautiful wife. And if I'm talking about it, it's because the person who shared it, this was on Threads, and he wrote, Trump, three marriages, cheated on every spouse, convicted rapist. Dr. Sayed, one marriage, 20 plus years, yes, two very different Americas. And the reason why I'm talking about it is just to bring up, to talk about white supremacy. Because all Trump is doing in his image is saying, look, the white husband and his white wife, who doesn't speak English like an American, but look, I am white, bow down to all this whiteness. And then you got these people, these brown folks. I'm sharing this because I like to think white supremacy is being deconstructed. It's being seen for the bullshit concept that it is. I'm also sharing it because I want to bring up the fact that I look at this picture, and if the United States, you can tell I'm Canadian because I'm referring to America's United States. If the United States, at this point, their hope of not denigrating into a developed into an underdeveloped country, to not drop down and become like, drop levels like the Soviet Union did, might likely be the couple on the right, might be the brown guy with the doctorate and in the marriage for 20 years. The qualified guy, the dude who actually gives a fuck, the public servant who gives a fuck, as opposed to this racist white dude who's using white supremacy, racism, to benefit himself. Like, they're parasites. At this point, if you don't see it, it's because you don't want to see it. But this asshole is taking advantage of the people who need to believe that my white skin makes me superior to the rest of y'all. I might be an idiot. I might be broke. I mean, ain't got shit going on for me, but I'm a white person. So he's relying on that so he can suck, because all he's doing is sucking from, taking away from. He doesn't give a fuck about the future of the United States. He's enriching himself. And I won't lie, I'm not being a hater. Part of me kind of wishes I could get in on that scam. I could be one of those, yeah, man, fuck that woke shit. Black people need to pull up their pants. The white man's got it all figured out. Give me all your money. It's a scam. If at this point you don't see the scam, ain't nothing you can do for it. But anyways, so getting back, I love looking at this picture of this white man, Bragg, talking about two very different Americas. He doesn't give a fuck about the United States. The United States is a ATM machine for him with unlimited funds, taxpayer funds, going into his pockets. And the only people who are giving a fuck is the dude and the woman who the couple who don't look like the America that's posted on the brochure. Let that sink. Let that marinate. I think about how even in Canada, and I think about the people who are loyal to their white skin more than they are to the flag. I, as a black person, can work with the white person who's loyal to the flag. And I say loyal to the flag, I mean to the idea of Canada. We don't have to like each other, but we can build together. But if you're in there talking about, yes, white race, these fucking immigrants, and go back to your country, let's go, we need to bring back the old ways of Canada, 9 times out of 10, that white person is trying to scam you. They don't give a fuck. It's like the preacher, the atheist preacher, who will talk that Jesus shit. Again, there's a theme here. Who will talk that Jesus shit. Why? Because his congregation is willing to put money in the plate so he can put in his pocket and overlook the fact that I'm ripping you off. I think maybe that's the lesson you should teach your kids. It's like, don't be a sucker. Don't be, you know, it might be easier for me to communicate. I don't think I'll get anywhere saying, hey, white person, don't be racist. It's more, don't fucking fall for it. He ain't really on that. Maybe that's what, I could push that more easier than I can say, like, hey. Anyway, I'm getting back to what I was saying is the future the United States probably has to surviving as a superpower or not degrading the value might be those people. Because they actually care. They're trying to build a career on it. I don't know them personally, but I can tell that I ain't trying to. Oh, first of all, white supremacy won't work for me. Well, I mean, they could get it to work for them, but they would have to be singing Trump's tunes. But anyways, I really enjoyed watching these two images and these two contrasts, and Trump just bragging about the fact that I want to continue to rip you off, embrace my whiteness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
I'm so tired of y'all expecting empathy from the injured before you expect accountability from the one who did the injuring. Mm. Every time someone gets hurt, the conversation somehow ends up centering the person who caused the harm. A woman, they didn't mean it. They're doing the best they can. Mm. You should try to understand where they're coming from. Right. But when are we going to ask them to understand what they put somebody else through? Mm-hmm. When are we going to ask them to sit with the impact of their choices instead of asking the person that they hurt to keep expanding their empathy? Right. This is a double standard. We expect the injured person to be patient and to be compassionate and understanding and to regulate their emotions and to extend grace, all while the person who caused the harm is still deciding whether they're even going to take responsibility. Right. Somehow the person carrying the wound ends up carrying the emotional labor too, and that is backwards. Empathy is beautiful. Understanding is important, but neither one should become a replacement for accountability, okay? The burden of healing should never outweigh the burden of harming. So please stop expecting empathy from the injured before you expect accountability from the one who did the injury. Just my two cents.
Message!
All right, that last message was by... My bad. TikTok is fucking with me. The links will be in the show. I tell you what, check the website if you wanna know the name of the author. I can't give you the name of the content creator. It's Therapy Something, because it requires me to log in. Look, links are in the show notes. If you're really interested in getting more details, peek over to the show notes. If you can't access the internet, don't know what to tell you. That video, listening to her, the first people that came to mind was the church, especially the toxic Christianity. That's the first thing that came to mind. The toxic Christians, the church, toxic Christians, and especially the Christians who refuse to accept former Christians. Or it's like, oh, you're giving up on Jesus because your feelings got hurt. Who refused to, you know what, maybe you don't need to understand former Christians. It would help, you know what I mean? Pray for them or whatever. But at the very least, let it go. If you can't tell, Jesus, Christians is like a theme. And it's all running up to what I'm going to talk about in the final say. And, with all that said, I think, we're done here for randomness. So let's jump into final say. But before I do that, I'm going to take a very quick break. All right. And I am back. Let me start with why I'm laughing.
Hey, God, not with any criticism, right?
I don't think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why I'm saying that is you want to throw out everything that you think you believe and say, hey, God, I want to know the truth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think all of these things, but they might not be true.
Yes.
About you. Maybe you don't need sin. All of these other things that I think you might be projecting on God. It might be worth it. Right. If this is the most important thing in our lives, it might be worth it
to remove those things,
to remove all of those things
weren't present when I was seeking him out. That's what I hope y'all understand. These are
the
developments.
You said when you were a kid.
No, right? When I was a kid, 12. Yeah, but I think that's a really easy question to have as a child. Like, why did God create sin?
And you want to throw all of that
out. But I did. When I was exploring God, when I left the church at 21, 22, that was something I did. I left the church and I said, God, I'm going to take all these things that confuse me and I'm just going to wait. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep reading my scripture. I will seek out sermons maybe outside of my church. I will look for you and I will keep doing what I believe you have called me to do, which is speak to your people and tell them your message. But I feel weird about your message. I feel uncomfortable in your message.
There it is.
What
yeah.
is it?
There it is. It's the but. It's everything that comes after.
But I have to be honest. You have to come to God honestly. So I came to God and I said, but I feel uncomfortable.
Which is fair, but I'm saying it could cloud, right?
But like, that's why I said, so show me. When you're asking for guidance, you're allowed to tell God why you're confused. That's why we're asking for guidance.
Would you say it's too late to ask?
Oh, I still have random moments where I'm like, hey, big guy, if you up there, say something and show me. And I will sit and I will listen. And I like to immerse myself in nature like my father does, because he says that's where he experiences God the most. And again, those experiences still don't come through like the Christian God. It's not going to be that format.
What I'm saying, would you give the Christian God another chance?
Hell no. Nah.
Hell no. <nah. laughs> All right, let me, the voice you just heard, who ended with hell nah, her name is Jasmine Garden. That's her title, aka Ebony Jasmine Harris. And let me start with, it's an excerpt from the New Ager versus Christians debate. I hate the word debate. Conversation, exchange, whatever. Circulating on the internet by The Bridge. I believe it's, let me click on this link. Is it called The Bridge? Yeah, The Bridge. Some organization called The Bridge. You know what? Links are in the show notes.
Christians, our perspective would say that's a no-go.
Links are in the show notes. You can check it out for yourself. Yeah. Oh, Dr. Daff Show. Yo, she must have made a killing with this shit, because 36,000 likes. How many views? I'm looking for the views. She must have made a killing with this. I'll get to it. I will. They're not sure. Oh, 100. Oh, okay. Getting close to a million. So 890,201. 890,201. I had to remind myself how to read numbers. All right, so it's circulating on the internet. And I remember when the clip I just played was probably the first thing, excerpt that I saw. From the whole thing, from the in Philly. So I saw that clip. I can't remember what day. It must have been on a Monday or something. And and I thought it was interesting because I'm familiar with the Jasmine Garden. I follow her on TikTok. Just random. Whatever. Black woman who said something interesting. It's really easy to get a follow for me. If you're a black woman who says something, articulates some point that I like, follow. It's an easy, whatever. But I remember just adding her. But I didn't know one day I'd be looking at her, again, debating 20 Christians. And, yeah, so I saw that clip, but I remember telling myself, there ain't no fucking way I'm going to watch it. Because the Christians in the background were triggering me. The shit that they were saying, their facial expression to what she was saying, to what Jasmine was saying, it was, I remember saying, yeah, nah, I'm, because I can't see myself saying anything positive. Or even though, you know, I brag about the fact that it's my goddamn podcast. But yeah, I felt like this was going to be the opposite, where this was going to be the episode where I say shit that I regret, or that I'm going to have to like delete. I'm trying to not be in that situation where I'm deleting an episode. Anyways, yeah, so their facial expression towards Jasmine was bothering me. But the really what killed me is, because when I did watch it, is that someone made reference to quote-unquote church hurt. And that bothered the fuck out of me. I'll get to it. And in the same scenario of Jasmine wasn't up there. And speaking about Jasmine, like I know her personally, Jasmine Garden wasn't, the New Ager, wasn't up there trying to convert them. It was, I grew up Christian, here's where I'm at. And like true Christians, they were like, oh, that's nice. Here's what's wrong with you being like that. Here's how you should be. Maybe, okay, granted, because there's a clip where Jasmine says, like, hey, that clip is not representative of what really happened. Like, we were all kicking it. There was a few ladies who were like cool. Maybe there was someone in there who had a genuine curiosity and was able to like hear her out without feeling like, oh, well, my beliefs are all fucked up or feeling attacked. There was a part where she did say that at the beginning of the episode where they all got together, they start praying with each other, and one person sang a song about victory is mine. And she was like, in her mind, bitch, I know that song. How am I already in the end? We haven't spoken. You don't even know me yet. And you're already talking to me like I'm the enemy. But, and so, face value, I'll accept it. But I remember, okay, but this, my point is, I remember convincing myself I wasn't going to watch it. What got me to watch it was noticing that it was going viral and I was starting noticing a lot of the clips. And, and I remember telling myself, I don't have a topic for the podcast. Let's see if I could do 20 minutes and I'm going to call the episode of the next podcast 20 minutes. But yeah, so I listened to it as a joke. But what kept me watching was the fact that was Jasmine Harris, the Ebony Jasmine Harris. The fact that I learned that she's also a former Christian. I love when she used the word as a former Christian. So I connected with that. I like the fact that she mentioned that, hey, my father is a pastor. That's something her and I have in common. Former Christian, preacher's kid, PKI. By the way, I think I have an episode. It's not posted. I might put it on Patreon called Preacher, something about being a preacher's kid. And I remember adding, there's a section where I said, I didn't need Jesus. I needed therapy. Anyway, so yeah. So she, former Christian, father was a pastor. Another thing that kept me engaged, it wasn't the Christian, it was her. It was the fact that she knew her Bible. She wasn't up there going, oh, I, you know, fuck your Jesus, whatever, like I would have been. She was a representative of me. I would have failed on that stage. I would have never made it. But so she knew her Bible, and I could engage with them on theology. Listening in that moment, it reminded me that even whatever conflict I had as a Christian growing up, I always enjoyed the theology. I was a fan of it. Enough, like my dad, he's a pastor, he took theology. And it was, maybe if it wasn't for the whole Latin, but it was something I would have been interested in studying, not because I wanted to be a pastor, because I'm just, for the same reason I used to enjoy Greek mythology. I don't anymore, but like ideas, philosophy, and just like, that's like it, listening to that moment just reminded me of, oh yeah, there was a time I used to enjoy theology. I used to, my uncle was also studied theology. So, and I used to like being able to ask questions or having them like, some of my favorite sermons used to be when theology was in play. Not just the shit from the Bible, but like what the scholars would say. Nothing about Jasmine. She wasn't trying to convert anybody. She was just explaining who she is, what she believes, and where she is on her spiritual journey, like me. So all this to say, what started out as a punchline, what was supposed to be a punchline, like 20 minutes. 20 minutes became 40, and then eventually it turned into an hour and 28 minutes and 50 seconds. I stopped at that point. What happens at 1 hour and 28, 50 seconds is this white chick gets on, and she starts complimenting Jasmine and saying, yeah, I love you, coach. I love how you're out there and blah, and blah, 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 blah. And then, whoop, switch starts talking about church hurt. Something like, yeah, I can relate to church hurt. Like, you know, but basically, I've experienced something harsh from church. But look at me now, still a Christian. I, you know what? Maybe I should do it justice and listen to the full clip to say maybe, who knows, maybe she might surprise me. I doubt it. But I'm just saying, but I was so, the game I was playing was, how long can you listen without hitting the stop button? without you walking away. And it was an hour, 28 minutes, and 50 seconds. After that point, I hit pause, walked away from my desk because I was like too, couldn't listen to it anymore. And I just gave up. I'm considering making the title of this episode an hour, 28 minutes, and 50 seconds. Ah, right. I still owe you an acronym. What stopped me from watching it, what triggered me, what ended me, is it brought back memories of my own Christian upbringing. I couldn't help it. There's someone who posted about how, yo, this shit just gave him PTSD. Listening to these Christians talk. Notice how I'm not identifying by individuals. I'll get to that. And I kept getting flashbacks. This is something I posted in the image. I said, I kept getting flashbacks to all the times I had to repress my curiosity and need to question things in order to survive those people, in order to fit in as a Christian. I won't get too deep on this one. This is why I might get myself not in trouble, but this is just so I don't make this an hour-long episode. I might make this into a part two on what I mean about that. Just that I remember watching it, the clip, and feeling like a child back in church, repressing his curiosity, because repressing need to being in Sunday school and shutting up when I wanted to say, hey, that doesn't make any sense. So that might be a part two. The irony in all this, I gotta bring up the irony. I have to. The comedian in me has to bring up the irony. How everyone in that room, all 20 Christians, were all women. I was kind of curious. I was maybe I think it's kind of a good thing because it would have been bad if a Christian male was in there. He would have like, I could see the disrespect. How dare you, woman? But with that said, the irony is that it was 20 Christian women up there. And there's a big ass chapter. There's a verse. That's why I started this podcast with 1 Corinthians 14, 34 to 35 tells women to remain silent in the church. Now, I know apparently that shit is up for debate. Apparently the scholars don't agree on what the context is. I know a lot of people will use that verse to be like, yo, shut up, lady. Shut up, bitch. What you doing talking in the church? I know that there's that going on. But it also points to the fact that it's a reminder of another under the list of million reasons why I'm a former Christian. It's how you got this thing called the Bible. And there's a bunch of assholes who read it and they have like their own interpretation of that verse. Like, and I'm like, yo, I'm reached the point that I need Jesus himself to come down and be, this is the interpretation. My experience with Christianity is everyone is pointing fingers at everyone else saying they're not real Christians. I am. My interpretation, their interpretation is wrong. Mine is right. It points out another flaw in the Bible. All these different interpretations, and it seems to be the one who can kick your ass is the one who's got the right interpretation. So just to be clear, I'm not bringing up that verse to be like, yo, those women needed to be silent. I'm bringing up the verse to be like, Paul, you don't know what the fuck you talk. These ladies were up there defending a religion that's telling them they should be silenced. You know, I'm sometimes I think that in heaven is like MAGA. There's a bunch of Christians up there talking about make Earth great again. Like Paul is up there talking about how come those chicks know how to read? What the fuck? What the fuck's going on? And Jesus got to calm him down because, you know, he's tolerant. He's empathetic towards the abuser. Talking about, hey, Paul, man, come on, man. We've made progression. Nah, fuck that, Jesus. I didn't die. Wait, did Paul die? But whatever, man. But I can see, I feel like there's a bunch of pissed off dudes up there going, what the fuck are these bitches doing reading? Because Paul wrote that Corinthian verse, right? Whatever, man. And the other reason I bring up this verse is, despite how angry, despite being triggered, despite going back and watching this and being reminded of how it was like growing up Christian, I'm told I should make a distinction between toxic Christianity and Christianity, but for the first part, it's my goddamn podcast. I'm just going to make it one lump sum. Until I can get Christians to acknowledge that, yeah, all right, there's some toxic aspect. Yeah, we aren't really accepting of, we say that we're accepting. We say shit like, come as you are, but we don't really mean it. Love the sinner, hate the sin. What's that, you're gay? Yeah, I love you, but you're going to have to cut that gay shit out. I love you, but you're going to have to cut that former Christian shit out. Get your ass back in church and tell Penn, suck pastor's dick. Okay, I'm going a little too far. So despite all that negative thought, I have to humanize everyone on that stage, those Christian ladies, in the sense that the one kudos I'll give them is, okay, sure, they're brainwashed by their pastors, by the white man. Oh, man, yo, you know who? Okay, second episode I'm going to talk about. But sure, they're brainwashed by their pastors. But the one thing I will give them, I kudos, maybe this is a backhanded compliment, but how articulate they were. Their ability to take a thought and translate it into speech. It's a skill I don't take for granted. I'm realizing I'm probably doing the equivalent of, he speaks so well. I'm saying that because despite that, if you've noticed, but I've put an extra effort in this episode to not use bridge words. I probably feel, or not be like, I'm very mindful of how I speak. I'm inspired. I've always had a thing for just human beings who can articulate thoughts, especially black people, especially because we're not known for that. So I will give them that. Like, there was one who was like, I was like, wow, okay, you know your Bible. Like, I understand, like, I'm, this is me being like, I don't agree with what you're saying, but I respect your ability to say it, type of thing like that. There was one who was just the way they were like spitting Bible verses and exchanging, having conversation. That's what I like. The conversation about theology. Sure, there was a bunch of them who were like, yeah, well, I'm just going to try to make you feel understood so I can get you to shut the fuck up and understand what I'm telling you. So you can say what I'm thinking in your voice. So yeah, I am giving them props for being knowledgeable about the topic and being able to explain themselves while laughing at that 1 Corinthians 14:34 verse. I don't think it would have been a good idea to have a bunch of men versus what it would have been a shit show. Oh my God. I think it would have ended with a bunch of us males wanting to burn churches. So all this to say, I'm not going to, I think this is what's interesting. Excuse me. Stop laughing. I'm trying to laugh. I got the kiddos. Wow. I'm going longer than I intended to go. I'm laughing at how, if the idea was to bring glory to God, fail. What they ended up doing, I think what they ended, it's, I feel like Jasmine Garden . It's like that moment in life you were born to act in. It's like when, not JFK, RFK, what the fuck was his name? Just think about, like, it's like that saying that, I'm going to fuck up a saying. It goes, oh, I just said, the saying that goes, how the situation makes the person. It's like you were, there's like you were, if Jasmine was my homegirl, I would say, yo, when you woke up that morning, you woke up with the intended purpose of speaking in front of that cameras, in front of those ladies. She shined. Like I said, I followed her on TikTok, but I was just, you know, she was just the random content creator on TikTok. But after this day, she was, oh, wow, we have a lot in common. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to start playing with crystals and shit like that. But I do like how it's actually something I brought up in therapy is I'm starting to feel maybe the possibility that therapy has run its course. And what I probably need now is a spiritual healing. Because there was a moment where I saw myself as a healer. Maybe Christianity was like, was a compensation for some of my defects, or it was just something I practiced just not so I wouldn't piss off my parents. But there was a part of me who, the spiritual, it's not, I'm not saying I'm waking up tomorrow, I'm looking, hey, if you're, all you spiritual healers, give me a call, spiritual coach, whatever the fuck. Spiritualists, give me a call. I'm not saying this, but I did enjoy the little moment of reminiscing of, let me put it this way, and this is will be the part two, right? When I think of my relationship with Jesus, I would compare it to a divorce. Divorce with a toxic spouse. Divorce with a spouse that ain't nothing you can tell. I ain't trying to hear. If you talk about I should get back with my ex, I might punch you. I'm not violent. But I'm just saying, I will dismiss the fuck out of you. It's going to be, hell no, I ain't trying to hear it. Just get the fuck out of my house. It's your interest to understand why it's not going to happen. I'm rather focused on moving on. I say all this, so just that little moment of watching the exchange between those 20 Christians and Jasmine, especially Jasmine, all the stuff that she was saying, the way she was like, hey, I grew up like you guys, but this is the path I ended up taking. Standing up for herself, I think that's really what I was saying. I think I just enjoyed that this is me. And this is going to be me on Judgment Day. Unlike some of you folks who are going to be there and being like, oh, I didn't know you were pissed at me. I'm going up there, and if it comes up and saying, oh, wow, the God of Abraham is real, guess I'm going to hell. I'll accept it, and I get that. You know, that's like some serious integrity. All right, I am speaking more than I need to, but let me just say this concludes today's episode. Not bad for someone who didn't, you know, who didn't have anything to talk about. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I just got to do more shit that I don't want to do just to have something to talk about on this podcast. So again, this concludes today's episode. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. And again, holla if you hear me. That's the motto. Holla if you hear me. If anything on this episode I said that resonated, holler at me. And I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. That's my way of saying you're the one who hit play. So remember that when you're about to write in. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace. I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black. I am your king now!